Welcome to the True North Country Comics Tools of the Trade podcast, an exploration and examination of the tools used by comic book creators and comic book fans. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Fred Kennedy. Fred is a radio host at 102.1 The Edge in Toronto. He's a TV host and a comic book creator. While at the Mississauga Comics Expo 2017, Fred talked about how Surface Pro helps him create comic books. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes and visit the TNCC toolsofthetrade.com website. And now, here's my chat with Fred Kennedy.
So I'm here with Fred Kennedy. We're talking about tools of the trade. And Fred uses is it a Surface Book Pro?
Yeah, it's a Surface Book Pro, yeah, and it's absolutely amazing. And it's great for doing the comic stuff because I write on this thing, and I also do all my lettering on it. So I've got, like, the full Adobe suite on there. So I'm lettering comics, and then because you can pop the screen off, like, one of the things I get really stressed out about when I'm lettering is, am I making the letters too small because I don't want to eat up too much of the art? But when you do it on, like, a desktop, I tend to be very concerned about whether the letters are too small. But when I've got the Surface, I pop the screen off, and then I can hold it and set the screen to, like, the exact same size as a comic page would be, and then I immediately know how everything's going to look when it gets printed, you know? So it's great. And when you're writing, I guess you could do your writing on a cell phone if you wanted to, but having all the tools, like, right there, like, on the same thing, makes it way easier for me. And it also has enough graphics processing, I can play Rome Total War on it, which is pretty good.
That's in your spare time, when you have spare time to do some work.
Absolutely.
So would you say it's like an all-in-one comic book studio, would you say?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I know Francis Manapul uses the Surface as well. And like it's pressure sensitive. Like when you're doing your drawing on like Photoshop and stuff, like you press hard on the stylus, like you get a thicker line, you can get bleed, you can change all your settings. It's amazing what you can do. Like it's everything you need. He's actually got two Surfaces set up. I've seen his studio because I was at his house, and he's got like two Surfaces set up, and the way he draws on one, but has the monitor in front, so he's drawing and look. It's wild, yeah. It's pretty good. I've always been like a Windows guy, but like the Surface for me, this is my second Surface. I got the first iteration of it when it just had like the flappy keyboard on the bottom, and then I hosted a panel and they had the new one, and I was like, oh, I gotta get one of those, because like there were times when I was lettering on the other one where, if you're lettering a really big file, it can really suck the battery dry. But with the new one, it's got like an additional power supply in the keyboard, additional graphics processing in the keyboard. So you can click it all together and then way more life with the battery. It's just, I love it.
And you said, do you use Photoshop as your application of choice?
When I'm lettering, I use Illustrator. But when I'm doing I'm really anal with logistics in the stories that I tell. So if I'm telling a story, odds are I've driven a map to go with it. And I do that because as I draw the map and the roads and the rivers and the mountains and whatever, I'm coming up with little stories in the back of my head. And I think that when you're trying to make a world, like that you're world building, you want it to feel lived in. It's those little stories that'll make it or break it, because hundreds of little stories told from different angles are the way people talk about things. It's like the Jays won the World Series in 92. Everybody in Toronto's got a different story about the Jays winning the World Series in 92. So that is the way people tell stories. So when you're making those worlds, I find if I've got a visual representation of it, it makes it easier for me to give life into the background characters.
Thanks to Fred for taking time to chat with me. You can discover more about Fred on Twitter at @fearless_Fred and on Facebook at facebook.com/fearlessfredontheradio. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Tools of the Trade podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. So you can follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. Please send your feedback to tncctools@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now.